Chapter 4. Saturday, 12:30 a.m. Grit's Draft House, Alpharetta, Georgia. Grit's Draft House was a Southern Revival cocktail bar located in an affluent part of the North Atlanta area. It was a 20-minute drive from my home. The good thing about Grit's Draft House was that you didn't have to dress up in a cocktail dress to enjoy yourself. It was more like a stylish watering hole. Peanut hulls covering the floor, whiskey barrels made into bar tables, and antler bar stools. Rural country. Of course, most of the people there wore $400 jeans and $100 t-shirts, but I didn't have a problem fitting in. The Johns Creek Goodwill had some of the best bargain couture redneck wear in the state. I wore a pair of black jeans, a button-down white cotton shirt, and black cowboy boots I found in a boutique shop in Beaufort. I placed my bounty hunter's badge on a black leather belt and brushed my hair back into a two-twist chignon. I was looking southern charming and country chic. If I could kick my heels, I would have. Tiger, however, looked straight up and down South DeKalb. He rolled up in there with a black leather jacket, a blinged-out black t-shirt that read Big Bad Boy, black jeans that hugged his ripped thighs, military boots, and a black beanie on his head. If I didn't know him, I would have run out of the place the moment he stomped in there. So, dressing like a body double for The Rock is going to warm this Marlowe chick over to us? Angel soft. This isn't my territory. Too many old Georgia boys up in here for me to dress soft. I mean business. I want to look like I mean business. I stepped back. Fine, Mr. Business. Just lead the way. I spotted Marlowe around the same time she saw me. She was a petite, brunette, bob-wearing, freckle-faced young lady. She was cute as a button and probably did better in tips than I did on most hunts. Before I could extend my hand toward her, her eyes bulged and her face changed into a crazed banshee. She lifted a large white ceramic Boilermaker shaker from the bar and cracked me across my head with it. I hit the floor. Before I passed out, I heard Tiger's sawed-off shotgun cock. The sound of that gun jolted me back to the day Gabe died, and why I remembered the detail of that note card.